Right now, a geologist in California is trying to determine what would happen if towns that experienced frequent flooding didn't move to higher ground.
One of those communities he's looking at is the village of Odena on the Bad River Indian Reservation in northwestern Wisconsin. It was hit by a major flood in 1960. In the decades that followed, people moved to higher ground a couple of miles up Highway 2 until virtually the entire town had been relocated.
In 2016, the old site of Odena was flooded again, prompting Governor Walker to declare a state of emergency. But what if the village hadn't moved? How many structures would have been lost?
Coming up in a minute, we'll talk to the geologist who is working on coming up with a damage estimate. He's hoping his findings will help local governments weigh the cost of staying in a flood-prone area versus moving to higher ground, an issue that seems very relevant as parts of Wisconsin deal with significant flooding this summer.
First, we get a firsthand account of that 1960 flood. Star Ames is a resident of Odena and was a young girl at the time. She's a member of the Bad River Tribe, and her dad, Donald, was the tribal chairman. Star, welcome to Central Time.
Hi.
So, Star, tell us first, how old were you in 1960 when that flood occurred?
In 1960, I was 8 years old.
And so that has to be something that really burned itself into your memory. What was the flood like?
Well, we didn't live in the village. We lived on our allotted land some distance away from the village, and we were watching the water come up. We lived next to the Bear Trap River, and we were watching the river come up, and we thought that was pretty interesting because we've seen it come up before, but this time it was exceeding the limits that we thought it was going to reach. Then my dad, whose name was Don, was the chairman, and people started appealing to him for help. And he went around to the outlying tribal members to find out which ones needed to be evacuated and who needed food or medical supplies.
And so go ahead.
I remember that, and I remember a lot of food being cooked in our kitchen.
And so your dad wanted to prevent that from happening again. So what was it like for the community and individuals in the community to decide to start moving to higher ground?
Okay, my dad, there's no way he could have prevented the flood, and people did not decide to move to higher ground.
How did that happen?
They had to evacuate their houses because their houses were filling with water.
But then rebuilding happened on higher ground, correct?
Eventually.
And what, you still live in the area, in the community. What has that been like, being removed from an area that was that had a long history for your community and for your people?
Okay, it seems like you think that the flood happened and then everybody left the area, but that's not how it happened. Our houses flooded every year, and we didn't just move. This is a reservation, and there's not a lot of places where you can build here. And people don't have the finances to just build a new house or just move. And culturally, that's not really in our nature. We're very tied to this area. But what did happen was the houses, we just shoveled out the muck and cleaned our houses, and life went on year after year. And when money became available in the 1960s for low-income housing projects, instead of letting them build in the village where most of the people lived, my dad asked them to build on higher ground. And so slowly, we had low-income rental units available on the area that we called our company farm. And as our tribe received federal funding for low-income houses, they had some self-help houses built where the community members and the potential residents of the houses actually built the houses themselves, and then they had to pay for the mortgages. And those were built on higher ground.
Well, and Star, so, I want to make sure we find out why Odena was in such danger for flooding. So we'll thank you for joining us and talk to Nicholas Pinter. Star Ames was just with us. She's a resident of Odena, and she experienced the 1960 flood as a young girl. She's a member of the Bad River Tribe. And now we welcome Nicholas Pinter. He's a geology professor at the University of California, Davis, the associate director of the UC Davis Center for Watershed Sciences, and he studies floods and what's known as managed retreat, or the relocation of communities from flood-prone areas. Nicholas, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So let's talk about Odena, since we just heard from Star Ames about her experiences as a young girl living there during that that catastrophic 1960 flood. How did you first learn about Odena to study it?
So we've been looking at managed retreat, in particular the relocation of communities, for a number of years. And we found one line in a 1958 paper that referred to the relocation of Odena. Eventually dug up a Corps of Engineers feasibility study that found moving it was not feasible. Next thing we do is go to the satellite imagery, and it's basically no longer there. It's been moved from the floodplain to high ground. And so we were really, really curious, and eventually this year went into the community, connected with Star and some of the other residents and members of the tribe.
And what was it about the geography and geology of the Odena area, the old site of Odena, that made it so prone to these floods?
Well, it's right on the banks of the Bad River. An analysis of the history of Odena shows that it flooded repeatedly. Excuse me. 1873, 1896, 1926, 41, 46, and then on up to the present, you know, 2016 and 18 as well. So it's in a very unfortunate location. And so we heard from Star, there was some question about the intent of the move, but the result is that a town that once occupied reportedly many thousands of people, over 1,200 in the 1950s, there's one resident still occupied down there.
So you study, I mean, Odena is, I'm guessing, quite a perfect case study for you, because you look at places that are prone to flooding, who do make that very significant decision to move the community, and you can now compare the old site of Odena with the current site and what's happening. So what are you learning from looking at that data?
So Odena is one of 15 to 20 wholesale community relocations across the U.S., you know, spanning 150 years of history now. Each of them really interesting studies. And so, yeah, it's part of the puzzle. What's particularly interesting about Odena is that it is a Native American community, and some of the attitudes, some of the narratives coming out of Odena are very distinct, different from some of the other non-Native communities that have moved, and are very relevant because some of the headline communities that are right now either moving or in the process of looking to move, Ile de Jean Charles in Louisiana, Kivalina, Nutok, and other communities in Alaska, they are themselves Native American, Native Alaskan communities.
And you were quoted in an NPR story as saying Native American communities are disproportionately affected by climate change-related flooding. Why is that? Why are those communities more at risk?
And there's a broad pattern of social justice issues. Typically, poor, minority, disadvantaged communities living on the low ground, and that's along floodplains, on floodplains, or along the coasts as well.
How big an issue is repeated flooding for communities across the United States?
So given climate change and other things making flooding demonstrably worse along many rivers and coastlines, it's a huge issue. So you're not going to be able to relocate every city, but this what we're looking at is these community relocations have been utilized in the past. They're being proposed right now. And when these things are being done, a lot of money is being invested in them. So Ile de Jean Charles in Louisiana, it's $50 to $100 million, people are talking right now. Grundy, Virginia, they estimate between $200 and $300 million has been invested in relocating that town. Martin, Kentucky, just got a $90 million appropriation just this year. So this is a solution that people are beginning to look at and probably will do some more in the future.
Well, Nicholas, we'll definitely want to follow up with you as you're able to compile data on the Odena sites and find out what you're learning.
Anytime.
Thanks so much for joining us. Nicholas Pinter is a geology professor at the University of California, Davis, and the associate director of the UC Davis Center for Watershed Sciences. We talked with him about his research into towns that have experienced repeated major flooding events and have relocated as a result. Earlier, we talked with Star Ames. She's a resident of the Ashland County community of Odena, about her memories of the 1960 flood that ultimately forced the town to move. She's a member of the Bad River Band, and her father was the tribal chairman at the time.